bacon.
What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog joel and hog's head and things like
that? We call it hog hen cheese. But the right name is souse.
Okay. And here, I'll ask you the same thing. What did your mother call it? Did she call it hog head cheese? What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
The pit.
And what about the hard thing in the middle of a peach?
The pit.
What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
Cling peach.
And what about one that comes away from the seed?
That, we call them Alberta peaches. A clear-seeded peach, that's what they used to be called.
What are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
I don't know of any, not after they get grown.
Well, what about some that you don't have to shell when they're still kind of young?
We have snap beans, pole bean. Now, the difference between a pole bean and a snap bean.
Well, now, what is the difference?
Well, a pole bean grows on a vine and it's long.
Uh-huh.
And the snap bean grows on a bush and it's kind of a short, plump bean.
Are those the sort of flat?
Some of them are flat and some of them are round.
Uh-huh. What are some beans that do have to be shelled?
The pinto bean has to be shelled. And the pole bean can be shelled and cooked, which I like.
Okay.
The lima bean, butter bean.
Now, when you cook pole beans, how do you cook them?
Just the same as you do snap beans.
You put some meat in there with
mm-hmm.
them? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bacon.
What do you call the tops of turnips that can be eaten?
We call them greens, but the right name is turnip salad.
Okay. Now, I'll ask you again. Do you remember what your mother called them?
Turnip greens.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call corn that's shucked and cooked and you eat it with your hands?
Corn on the cob.
What do you call the little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just runs along the ground?
Well, now there's two or three different kinds of that. There's a kind of like a mole that runs along on the ground. And then there's a ground squirrel.
Do you have ground squirrels here?
I've seen them out on the farm. I haven't seen any of them here.
Uh-huh. Well, now, what color are they?
They're about the same color as a regular squirrel.
Uh-huh. Do they look like a squirrel?
Yes. They have a tail and all like a squirrel.
What's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells bad?
The right name's a skunk.
Is that what you grew up calling it?
Polecat.
Okay. And did you ever have any dealings with polecats?
No, we never did.
Uh-huh. They're pretty little things.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call a little creature that's about, well, it lives near the water and just hops along the ground and it's about that big around?
Frog?
Do you have a particular name for the one that lives on the land?
We call them toads. Now, there's difference in frogs.
Well, now, what are some different?
The toad is a big black frog, fat.
Uh-huh.
And then we have the bullfrog, which has long legs, and he's much bigger than the toad.
Uh-huh.